Today we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built up on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. There's an interesting thought in our passage for today, and really it's pretty simple. Your relationship with God is a two-way street. I know it kind of goes without saying, but still we have this tendency to think of God in a one-dimensional way and emphasize what God can do for us. Of course, that happens to be good theology, because the Bible teaches that all of our righteousness is like filthy rags. We just can't do anything for God. But at the same time, once the foundation has been laid by Christ, Paul is very clear that we have a responsibility to build on it. We can't earn our salvation, which is very clear in this passage. But at the same time, we have a duty to work in harmony with God to take advantage of that which He offers us. Paul pictures it like someone choosing building materials to raise a house on a solid foundation. What sorts of things are you going to build your character out of? Will it be straw or gold? Hay or precious stones? It appears we have a choice. We get one lifetime to build on the foundation of Christ, to take advantage of His gift of salvation. And it's up to us what we build with Christ's gift. We get to choose the building materials, and our decision will prove to be important, because the day is coming when our structure will be tested. Paul compares it to a fire overtaking a house. A little while back, some pretty severe wildfires swept across Southern California. Now, that actually happens every year, but 2007 was especially bad. I remember watching home after home succumb to the flames, and I couldn't help but notice that some structures did better than others. They were all severely damaged, but some components remained. For example, I don't know if you've noticed it, but when you come across a burned-out home, the fireplace is often the only thing still standing. The stones just don't burn in the fire. So let me ask you, what are you building your character out of? What's going to be standing after a moment of crisis? The foundation is solid. You don't have to worry about that. Paul says that as long as you stand on Christ, you will survive the fires. But you can do better than just escape with the shirt on your back. You can have something left that you carry with you for all eternity. You see, apparently there are rewards for those who build wisely. And what is that reward? Well, I don't know for sure because the Bible doesn't exactly spell it out. But even the character itself, the personal integrity you build in cooperation with Christ, might prove to be reward enough. Who knows? I'm guessing that somehow in the kingdom of heaven, it will really pay to have invested in your godly character right now. And that means that godly, principled living will prove, in the long run, in fact, in the eternal run, to be a better way to live.